So what are the latest statistics regarding drugs in the armed forces?
Well, we run the compulsory drugs testing program, as everyone knows, and we have seen a slight increase in the number of soldiers being tested positive for 2014, albeit we're only halfway through. But what has been the greatest note is a reduction in cannabis, a rise in cocaine, and also a rise in the use of steroids.
Now, do you think this has got something to do with a lot of the lads, for example, on tour, they talk about Op Massive, of course, of pumping themselves up and using these supplements and steroids. Obviously, that is probably one of the reasons why it has been on the rise, do you think?
I'd like to break out supplements and steroids because the two are not synonymous, although you can get supplements that are contaminated with steroids. I think it is likely that the increasing use of steroids might have a link to Op Massive, although actually if you look at society in the rounds, just like, you know, the girls aspire to the perfect 10, there's an increasing trend amongst teenage boys and sort of, you know, young men in their 20s to have the perfect six-pack and the pecs. I think they describe it as being ripped. And therefore there is an increase in the use of steroids in civil society in an attempt, albeit a bad attempt, but an attempt to try and achieve that with less effort.
Not all supplements are legal as far as the military is concerned. Can soldiers use supplements at all? Would you advise soldiers, can they use supplements at all?
I start from the point that if you eat a proper balanced diet, you really don't need to eat supplements. There's this marvellous stuff called food that, if eaten in a balanced format, contains all the nutrients, all the carbohydrates, all the protein that you need for the most rigorous exercise regime, and that includes special forces selection, and that also includes, you know, a high level of competitive sport. So I start from the point you don't need to use them. Frankly, they're a waste of money. Just eat a properly balanced diet, and I find it slightly iniquitous that soldiers will scrimp and save on pay as you dine and then go and waste £40 on a tub of Maxi Muscle when actually they'd be better off eating food.
So obviously very important maybe to sort of spend your money, spend your savings on, you know, on some decent food rather than actually buying supplements.
Yes, no, I agree with that. My answer every time is take food. However, the reality is that the supplement industry is a multi-million pound business with a very affecting advertising campaign. So we say for those who really feel they must take supplements, only take those that are only listed on the Informed Sport website. And those are the ones that have been tested to ensure that they do not contain any banned substances such as steroids or amphetamines.
So really, if anyone's got any sort of concerns regarding, you know, drugs, supplements and certainly steroids, that is the place to go to seek advice.
That will tell you, you know, if you really feel you have to take a supplement, then that is the place to go to check that your recovery shake or your protein drink is clear of any contamination that could put you in bother with CDT.
So steroids, I mean, possibly fell a CDT test for taking steroids, but not only that, but they're extremely bad for you, aren't they?
That's correct. There's a bit of a perception that recreational drugs are bad, but why should we have a problem with steroids? Because all they do is make you big and strong and aggressive, which is what soldiers need. Well, actually, steroids are very bad for you. They're very toxic. They do tremendous damage to the liver. They run the risk of heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure. They also shrink your testicles, amongst other things. And so the reason the army takes such a hard line on steroids is that they have significant health disbenefits, which worry us greatly, and indeed can also cause steroid psychosis, which is a mental condition which you wouldn't want to have on operations.
Brigadier John Donnelly, thank you very much for joining us on UK OneDiv's third Clean, Fit and Healthy Week this week.